According to state documents, police found a seriously injured man at the park. Anthony Williams, Corey Nea, and Jordan Malia were arrested and charged with assault. A district attorney describes the assault during an August 3rd bail hearing for Nea.
This is a fairly serious assault, as you know from the probable cause statement. It involves mutual fighting and then allegations of kicking in the head and whatnot when the victim was down. Yeah, the injuries are fairly serious. The victim sustained a fractured sinus cavity.
Anchorage Police Officer Derek Schur was working the swing shift patrol on the evening of July 28th around 8 p.m. when he was dispatched to the fight at Lyons Park. When he pulled up to the park, he says this is what he saw.
Other officers were already on the scene. They had several people in custody. There were indications that a violent encounter had occurred. There was blood on the grass and broken bottles and things like that.
As police were arresting Nea and Malia and getting Williams off to medical care, Schur says the crowd began to grow and some got aggressive.
Unfortunately, there were some people who had come across the street from the neighborhood to the west and had arrived in vehicles who wanted to be more than just spectators and wanted to get out on foot and at least verbally confront the police.
Police Chief Mark Mew says the situation escalated into a near riot, but somehow that never made it into official police reports. Tensions have been running high between law enforcement and the Polynesian community since July 9th, after an Anchorage police officer shot and killed Shane Tassi, who was brandishing a stick in the Mountain View neighborhood. The Anchorage Community Police Relations Task Force has been discussing the incident and trying to get the police and the community to work together so as to avoid future incidents. Mew says what happened on July 28th worries him.
People were coming and joining the fracas, and so soon the size of the crowd got way bigger. I've been told perhaps from 25 to 50 people, and they weren't dispersing, and they were getting louder, and the situation was escalating and becoming dangerous. It looked like it was going to erupt into some sort of a riot, and we basically had to bring everybody in.
Chief Mew says nearly every officer on duty was dispatched, somewhere between 25 and 30. Mew says police can use an array of tools to deter rioters. Batons, pepper spray, rubber bullets, tasers, and lethal force is always an option. Officers did not have to use any of those to deter the crowd in Lyons Park. However, he says they're prepared to if necessary. He says he hopes using such methods can be avoided through his work with the task force. So does Lucy Hansen with the Polynesian Association of Alaska. She says Polynesian elders have, up until now, looked to their traditions to handle problems in their community.
What usually happened in our culture, the elders will then go talk to the family of whoever is doing something bad, you know, and talk to them and solve the issue. That's how we take care of things. We iron it out by talking and understanding, and make sure that the kids know that this cannot ever happen again in the future. It is so sorry then and sadly that this happened to those kids, and very sadly that somebody got hurt from this.
Neither Malia nor Nea have a record of committing a crime in Alaska. Hansen says she wants to work with law enforcement, but since the Tassi shooting, many in her community mistrust the police.
I think that relationship was, or that understanding or the trust, you know, was driven away from what happened in a couple months ago or a month ago. And I think that's what we're working toward, to hopefully that to get the understanding from the community and from the police department to work together.
Prosecutors are reviewing the evidence against Malia and Nea. A hearing is scheduled for the end of the month. They both face charges of assault in the second degree, a Class B felony offense. The Anchorage Community Police Relations Task Force, along with the Anchorage Equal Rights Commission, is sponsoring a forum with a representative from the Department of Justice on September 13th. The July 28th incident is sure to be a topic of discussion. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.